Broken Shore, written by Peter Temple, read by Peter Hosking. Dr. Colley says this bloke on the stage had his hands tied, no clothes on, he's been jacked up on the winch thing and he's been tortured. Cut all over, front and back, stabbed, blood everywhere. Gag in the mouth like a bit. It's a handkerchief. There's another one in his mouth. Then he's been winched right up into the roof. At some point he died, possibly choked to death. We'll know in the morning. He sat there and watched him hanging, said Burkitts, bleeding. Finucane came in with Dove, who nodded at Cashin. Seated men all looked at Finucane. Found the bloke's clothes, he said, in a plastic bag in a rubbish bin. Keys in the pocket. ID? Said Villani. Finucane showed his palms. Nothing, he said. No prints either. No one around there saw anything. Been through the missing reports. No one like him there, not in the last month. We'll hear about his prints soonest. He looked at his watch. His picture's on the news in 5 minutes. May help. Villani turned his head to Cashin. So, tell everyone. The hall was the headquarters of something called the Moral Companions, said Cashin. A charity. Once they ran camps for poor kids, orphans, state wards, camps in Queensland and Western Australia. Burgoyne was a supporter. He owned the land they built a camp on outside Port Munro, and he owned the hall. Well, what happened to them? Said Finucane. There was a fire at the Port Munro camp in 1983. Three dead. They packed it in. So what's the connection between Burgoyne and this bloke? Said Burkitts. I don't know, said Cashin, but I smelled vinegar that morning at Burgoyne's. No cloth found there, said Villani. Took it with him, said Cashin. But why'd he leave it this time? Cashin shrugged. He was tired, a girdle of pain around his hips. Hours spent waiting for forensic to finish. Vinegar, said Burkitts. What's with vinegar? They gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty they gave me vinegar to drink, said Dove. What? Said Villani. What's that? It's from the Book of Common Prayer, a psalm, I forget which one.